You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olson, Scott Girard. So we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Hey, make sure to join the big show. They're going to be hanging out at the warehouse. By the way, how great was it hearing Tom down there on the air?
Hard to believe, man. As many days as he spent clinging to life, and here he is. He's back and better than ever, and his deals are better than ever. What I think is going to come of all this, people are just going to continue to get amazing prices, amazing furniture from an amazing man.
Yeah.
You know, he was
the best.
He was good before all of this. Like, his heart was always in the right place for his customers. And I think he's just better because of what he's gone through. Such a strong man, too.
Dealt with COVID was, I think he mentioned that he was the longest COVID patient maybe in the country that was in the ICU and overall hospitalized. He spent well over 200 days in the hospital fighting COVID and is now out and still has a long ways to go, but had his great personality and as funny and insightful as ever.
I know that we hear a lot of negative stories with the passing of so many COVID patients, but you got Tom and then you got my buddy, Russell Green, who...
How's he doing, by the way?
He's recovering slowly.
Yeah.
You know, they thought it was over. There was one day in particular where his family came and said goodbye, and the doctors felt like it was done. And miracle after miracle, and 2.5 months in the ICU on a ventilator in a medically induced coma, and he's just slowly making it. Your body just deteriorates so quickly when you're in that coma, and you get so much atrophy that he's dealing with a lot of that, but he's alive, getting to enjoy his kids and be that great man that he is. So there's some positive stories that keep coming out of communities with these incredible individuals that fight through all odds, and Tom is right at the top of that list.
All right, time to hear from James Empey, who joins us every Monday at 10 a.m. We had a chance to catch up with him and ask him about how difficult that loss was against Boise State and where the team's at right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys watched the game. You kind of saw what went down, and so did everybody else. You know, it's kind of a rough one to lose in the way that we did because, you know, we definitely had our chances, but... You know, our culture is built on love and learning, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to find a way to, you know, use this to get better. We're going to find a way to, you know, eliminate some of the mistakes we made and move on. It's a long season, and we love the process, and we love each other, and we're excited to go.
So you guys are holding up okay, James?
Yeah, we're doing all right. And, you know, I haven't seen the guys since, you know, Saturday night because we had Sunday off, and I look forward to getting back into the building and seeing everybody and getting started on this week.
You go in and you're up 10-0. It seems like right out of the gate, and then I don't know if this was a coincidence or not. The rain really started to come down. Did that hamper anything in terms of timing or anything along those lines with the bad weather out there?
You know. It might have. I'm not a big fan of letting the weather dictate things. You know what I mean? I think you got to play through, you know, whatever's happening, whether it's, you know, a hurricane outside or, you know, it's snowing like crazy and you can't see. You know, I've always felt like you got to be able to deal with it. And so I didn't think it was too much of a deal. But, you know, when that rain comes down, the ball gets a little slick and it can get tough to make some throws. And so, you know, we needed to run the ball and do some stuff like that. But, you know, it was really only raining for a minute. So
James, you'd missed the game the week before and back for this Boise State game. How did you feel through the game? How do you feel now? And how did this team, just coming out of this thing, did they come out of it okay? Everybody feeling okay?
Yeah, I mean, as for me, I'm feeling healthy. you know, bumps and bruises here and there, but, you know, it's football, man. That's, you kind of love that stuff. And as for everybody else, I think we're all doing good. I think, you know, healthy. I think guys are ready to, you know, get back to work and hit the ground running, man. You can't you know, dwell too much on a win or a loss. You know what I mean? You gotta move on to the next game, and I think that's what guys are ready to do.
So you were a little cryptic last week, and deservedly so. I mean, I understand you don't want to tip your hand on injuries and things like that, but did you know pretty much all of last week that you were going to play, or was that kind of a game time decision? Was it later in the week that you really felt like you were going to be able to go?
Yeah, I knew probably most of the week last week. I had to, you know, make sure that I could, you know, pass all the protocols, that I could, you know, play fast and do everything I needed to do, you know, functionally. But, you know, I kind of did all that stuff earlier in the week, and then was able to get back to work and practice and join the boys.
So, James, it was kind of tough, very difficult to watch Boise State find a way to slow down this BYU run game. And I watched the 4th-and-2 attempt that fell short about 60 times, just went back and trying to figure out what Boise State was doing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like they were really trying to fire through gaps with the down linemen, that they were slanting hard, firing through gaps, trying to get penetration to the backfield, and then trying to allow their linebackers to do work. Did you see that different as you were on the field? And what other things did you take note of that they were doing specifically to slow down that run game?
Well, yeah, you know, they had moments where they fired in the gaps like what you saw. But for the most part, I think they just tried to hold their gap. You know, they ran, you know, laterally, did a good job at holding their gaps and letting linebackers play off of them. They also did a good job at, you know, the coverage they were playing allowed them to have extra guys in the box that could come down and run support. And so they had a good scheme, they had a good plan, and a lot of times we didn't block it well enough. And so, you know, regardless of what they do, we got to be able to block it well enough. And, you know, we definitely need to get back to work and see what we can do to get better there. But like I was saying earlier, I'm excited about the opportunity, man. This is football. You got to love the process. You got to love the ups and downs, and got to love getting back to work.
You know, this is what's really impressive, because I think there's probably fans out there that are still hurting this morning, but the positive attitude in realizing that, hey, you know what, it's 1-0. Look, BYU hasn't gone undefeated since 1984. It's really, really hard to do, but this can still be a really special season. Where do you get that positivity from? Is that just kind of who you are as a person? Is it growing up a coach's kid? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would just give the credit to, you know, the culture and what we're trying to build here at BYU. We have high expectation for ourselves, and, you know, it hurt nobody more to lose Saturday than all of us. You know what I mean? But it is football, and you play football long enough, and you learn that, you know, stuff happens, and you don't get a win when you make a lot of mistakes, right? And you know, hats off to Boise. They played hard, and they, you know, they made the plays when they needed to. They capitalized where we couldn't, and, you know, they won the game. And so just knowing that, and just knowing how football is, you only get so many games. You work your butt off all year for just a few games, and you can't let one bog you down. You got to be able to, you know, learn from it. Make changes, right? Learn from it, make changes so you don't make the same mistakes, and then move on to the next week. And I think, you know, I think everybody kind of understands that, and we're excited to get rolling. Got a big game this week.
James, you guys have been fantastic at ball security. You have not put a ball on the ground all year long. And in this game, you had one from Tyler Algier and a couple from Lapina Katoa. Being the team leader that you are, how do you handle that? How do you and the team handle those fumbles?
Right. Well, and Coach said this the other day. Those guys, they hold themselves to a really high standard. And, you know, they nobody feels worse about it than those guys. So I know that they're gonna bounce back and get back at it. And you know what? Sometimes those things happen, and we got to understand that. And it just kind of all happened at once. And so still trust those guys 150%. Wouldn't want to go to battle with anybody else. Those guys are harder on themselves than anybody. So they just need to know that, you know, that we trust them and that we love them, and we're glad that they're on our team and moving forward with it. You know what I mean? And so, and you know, maybe if we were hustling a little bit more, you know, an O-lineman might have been by the pile and been able to hop on that thing. You know, there's always things that we can do to hopefully get those things back. And you know, obviously, we all fell short at some point, and so. Just got to, you know, pick it up and move on, and those guys will be better.
When you guys are in the huddle and you're in these fourth down situations, there were multiple fourth and go fours in this game. When you get the call that, you know, maybe you're 50 or just behind on your own 45, and you're getting the call to go for it on fourth down, what is the emotion that you and everybody's experiencing in the huddle?
Well, we're really confident. We believe we can pick up any fourth down, and you know, obviously we weren't that good at it on Saturday night, and love the fact that Kalani's confident in us, and you know, Kalani and A-Rod and everybody's confident in us, and they'll let us go for it on fourth down. You know, we live for that stuff, and we do it often, you know what I mean? And so it's nothing like earth-shattering or mind-blowing, but you know, it's just another down that we got to get the first, and we love that they have confidence in us, and we got to do a better job at, you know, getting the job done so that, you know, they keep doing that.
James Empey joining us here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is why, and I appreciate you doing this, and this is why we're excited to have you on every week, because only a very, very select few get to play football at this level. So it's always fascinating to get inside the locker room and how the relationships are. You mentioned the fumbles and how the players aren't down on those guys, and everybody can do a better job. And I think it's fascinating because, you know, you could have an offensive lineman who misses a block on a blitz, or a guy fumbles the ball. Like, there's going to be mistakes during the course of the game, and for the most part, that seems like that's a sign of a good team when guys rally around each other instead of pointing fingers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's probably a lot of people kicking themselves when they watch the film from Saturday. You know what I mean? Nobody was perfect in that game, and like, you know, we said earlier, everybody at some point made a mistake that hurt a little bit, and you just kind of got to move on to the next play. You got to figure out a way to learn from it and move on and get better from then on. And, you know, the guys, I wouldn't want to be on any other team is what I'm saying. I love the guys. I think we got the right people in every spot, and we just got to, you know, get back to work and look forward to this next game and make things happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this next game. The Baylor Bears, part of the Big 12, which is the conference BYU is going to be a part of here in a couple years. You got to go to Texas. It's a nice 1:30 kick. I'm sure that you like that midday kick. I know I used to. You've got the midday kick, and you guys are still ranked. Baylor is 5-1. With their only loss coming to Oklahoma State, who I believe is undefeated. I think they were on a bye week last week. So this is a very good Baylor team. As you guys prepare to head to Texas to take on Baylor, what are some of your thoughts of this opponent?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen some of their games just from, you know, we have a lot of night games, like you kind of said. And so, you know, when you're kind of sitting in the hotel room on Saturday, you get to watch a lot of football. And you know, I've seen some of their games, and I made a point to watch some of their games because, you know, Grimes and Mateos are over there, and you know, they're good friends of ours, and you know, we always wish them well and that kind of stuff. But we're so excited to play Baylor. I think they have an offense that scores a lot of points. You know, I've seen the box scores, and they got a defense that plays hard. I think they got a lot of really good athletes on that. Defense, especially where you know, it'll be, you know, a significant challenge, and I think, you know, the boys are excited about that because, you know, we get a chance to prove ourselves and a chance to, you know, play against great competition. And I think they do a lot of good things scheme wise, and the guys just play hard and are physical, so you wouldn't want any other challenge than to play them because they play with a you know, a good style of football. So we're excited about it.
So I'm kind of curious from your perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are all given iPads with film, and is that stuff loaded up after the game? And do you spend time yourself over the weekend kind of looking at things before you get into some team meetings?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I told me and my wife were driving home after the game, and you know, we were hanging out, and she's like, "Hey, what do you want to do anything tonight?" And I was like, "Well, before I do anything, I got to watch the film." Cuz it was just eating at me. So, you know, that film is up right away. We have some of the best film people ever, man. They get the film up right away. They get it all set and ready for us to go. And so by the time I got home, I had the film and I was able to watch it right away. And then, you know, already till now, I've watched most of Baylor's games and most of the, you know, defensive snaps. And you know, our guys do a great job, and I think our team does a good job at, you know, studying the film. We have lots of resources, and they make it easy for us to, you know, get a head start.
James, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Ben Bywater. He's obviously a freshman, but he's been around the program a little while, and I guess I'd call him a COVID freshman. And he has just come out of the gates, made some big plays. He's been a fantastic piece in that second line of defense. Just talk about Ben Bywater. What type of personality is he? What type of character, and what makes this guy such a tackle machine?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Ben has worked so hard. I you know, he's a COVID freshman, you know, so he's been around for a minute. I remember a few years ago him being on scout team and just making us work, man. You know what I mean, and giving us good looks. And so, you know, I think Ben, he's one of those guys that just plays his butt off every snap. I think he's, you know, really accountable to himself and takes pride in what he's doing, and you know, studies hard, practices hard, does everything the right way. And, you know, I'm excited that he's having the season that he's having right now. And I hope he can, you know, stay healthy and keep it up. He's stepped up big, and been doing some great things. And so it's fun to have him on the team. And I think he's got a bright future.
So I wanted to ask you about post-game meals. I know that that's a ridiculous thing, but
hey, there's nothing wrong with it.
It was always important to me. Whether it was in the locker or, you know, as you're walking out of the locker, what is BYU serving the players in post-game meal nowadays?
Yeah, well, it usually depends. Most of the time on home games, they kind of asked us what we want to do, whether we wanted food or if they would, you know, wanted to just allot us some per diem. And I think most guys decided to go with the per diem, and then you can kind of go out and eat with your family or your friends or your teammates and stuff like that. And so most of the time it's just, you know, you get a little bit of per diem instead of a post-game meal, and you get to go out and eat with some friends. But there's, you know, we have a nutritionist, and there's always snacks in the locker room, stuff to eat during the game, and stuff, you know, to keep your energy levels up and all that stuff. And then there's usually some snacks afterwards. But yeah, most of the time, you know, if it's an away game, they'll obviously feed us and usually some chicken or something from somewhere. But they take care of us. They take care of us and do a good job.
Always take the cash. I like it.
We didn't have the cash option, James. Otherwise, I would have definitely taken the cash.
That's impressive. Yeah, that's the one thing that always surprised me, because, you know, when I do these Utah State games and you're on the charter and stuff like that, those road games, it blows me away how much food is there. Like, you get the little box after you leave the stadium, and then you get on the plane and there's more. I mean, the amount of food that these guys go through is just ridiculous.
It's a lot of food.
Now, you guys play in a football game. We're just broadcasting, so that stuff goes right to the gut, man. There's no working that stuff off, but it's impressive.
Yeah, they take good care of us. You know, they take good care of us at home, and they take good care of us when we travel. There's always... You won't go hungry, and that's a good thing.
Are you the chef in the family? Is your wife the one that does the meals? How do you guys split that up?
You know, we both just kind of split it up whenever we can. We both enjoy cooking and making, you know, different things. I really enjoy cooking, and so it's a team effort for sure. But cooking can be pretty fun, man. You can make some good stuff.
Are you a video game guy? Like, what is a James Impey date night like with you and your wife?
This is what date night's like with me and my wife. We'll just go out and we'll find a restaurant we haven't been to before and go try some new food.
That's, there you go.
That's our kind of day. It's that, like, okay, what new restaurants are around? Oh, this one, let's go try that. That's we have fun trying new places.
It's James Empey. You hear him every Monday at 10 a.m. and then replayed again on Wednesday during the Cougar Preview Show as BYU gets set to take on Baylor. Fired up, Hans. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Big game, man. Big game. Huge, huge redemption on the line for BYU after last week's loss. It can do a lot. It can go a long way to restore some of that BYU order. We've seen it. I mean, Scotty and I would be lying to people if we didn't see the fall off and already the interest that's been lost. It's tough because sometimes the emotion you hear coming from Scotty and I is what we see in interest generated from BYU. And in a five-game win streak, starting 5-0, it was at an all-time high. Stuff that I hadn't seen in years, going back to, you know, maybe one of those years that Bronco had a good start, even though Bronco always seemed to lose early in a non-conference or something like that. But I hadn't seen this buzz and attention for BYU football in years. Maybe never.
Maybe the beginning of 14, but that's about it.
Maybe. But the energy that was kicking up with BYU fans filling that stadium, and Scotty and I have felt it.
Yeah.
Right? We've seen it. We know. The interest has dropped. Well, I think that a win over Baylor could go a long way to restore the order because you still have the storyline of Bronco Mendenhall visiting Lavelle Edwards Stadium. You still got the storyline of USC. You still got some big storylines coming in this season. You just have to restore that order and regain that attention from BYU fans against Baylor.
Hanging out with the man himself. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich is with us right now. And, Rich, I mean, I'm looking at the sheet of offers you've got here. With a Titan under $400 a month on a lease, a Frontier at $329, a Pathfinder at $319. You got your Altima at $239 and a Rogue at $219 a month. I mean, my goodness, Rich, you guys, you blow it out every time we come down here.
You know, we keep getting these cars in. We're getting more than anybody else in the state,
yeah.
These new cars. So we still have to move this product, and we're interested in giving our customers the best deals we can possibly do. And because we do volume, we can offer that kind of pricing that really no one else can do.
People are fired up about that Frontier. That's a beautiful ride.
It's a beautiful ride from the front to the back. It's been redesigned from the bottom to the top. And it is an absolutely gorgeous truck that's going to hit the market and take a lot of business from the other manufacturers, yeah, out there.
0% financing on all those 14 models, too. I mean, that's... You're saving thousands and thousands of dollars, especially like on a Titan. You're saving maybe tens of thousands of dollars.
And we're talking green dollars. We're talking,
yeah,
right? We're not talking cryptocurrency, which seems to be the latest rage these days. But we're talking green dollars,
yep,
and it's free money. So, yeah, there is no better deal out there. It's fantastic. You come in, you get a loan, 0% loan. You pay it off. You're just paying for the car itself.
Yeah. And also, you have that forever warranty, which you're paying $0 for that.
You know, the way this keeps getting better and better, it seems like, wait, there's something that's not right here.
I know, right? Where's
the
catch?
The story is, it's all right, and there is no catch. Yeah, that's right. We have a warranty on it for as long as you own the car, forever. It's like having one of your relatives or a neighbor who's great with a wrench that'll come over and fix your car whenever you need it.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not going to come over to your house. I'm not going to go that far.
That's where we draw the line.
That's where I draw the line. But you bring that car in here, and you're going to get it repaired. No, forever, the transmission, an engine warranty, you can't beat it.
Toys for Tots, it's never too early to start talking about that.
Never too early. We start that in October. We've been doing it for years here. Last year we did more toys than anyone in the state for Tots. It's a combination with the United States Marine Corps, God bless our military.
Yep. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And URA is right. And we're looking for folks, if you want to contribute, bring in new unwrapped toys only. And we're just a location where you can drop them off at. There's many locations in town, but we're a big one, and we have everyone in our organization that contributes to it if they can. And we move a lot of toys for a lot of kids.
Come on down. Check it out for yourself. 4528 South State Street. It's Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff. The Utes return to Rice-Eccles Stadium for a big Pac-12 showdown against Arizona State. As the Utes hope to keep their dreams of a Pac-12 title alive, listen all week for your chance to win tickets to the game. And then catch the Ute pregame show Saturday at 7, with the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Ute football.
You ready?
Yeah!
The 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
The Cougar Preview Show right here on the Zone Sports Network. We do it every Wednesday from 12 to 2 for you Utah fans out there. Don't be upset. We do it. We have your Ute Preview Show coming up tomorrow from 12 to 2, and then a Football Friday coming up on Friday as well. And remember, and speaking of Friday, Hans, you and I are going to be hanging out at the Utah Snowmobile Show. Come see the latest in sleds, trailers, and gear Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, the Utah Snowmobile Show. And, again, we'll be there Friday from 10 to 2. And then I'm going to hop in that car and go to Vegas. Let's go.
By the way, just to mention, if you're really needing some Arizona State Utah talk, just go ahead and download the podcast, the first hour of this show.
Yep.
And you and I went into pretty deep depths with that Utah-Arizona State matchup, and so you can go get your fix there. It's the first hour of the Hans and Scotty Show.
It's available for you at 1280thezone.com or wherever you get your podcast. Just search Hans and Scotty or Zone Sports Network, and you will find it there. I went over the results of last week's over-under, and I won that. So I'm very, very excited about that.
That's interesting because we all won.
Yeah.
All of us.
It's on
10 of 10.
Interesting how we couldn't access that dock today. Huh.
It's just, I don't know what to tell you.
Kind of funny how that dock burnt down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy how that happens sometimes.
Can I just tell you that from like 6 a.m. to like 6:30 a.m., I sat there and fought with it because we had just made fun of somebody and their horrible ability to access technology. And I'm like, I'm not going to call Lloyd. I am not going to text him and ask him why I can't access the dock. And I fought it and fought it. And finally, I was like, okay, there's nothing I can do. And I'm kind of lost with that document because it's a chance for all three of us to share our thoughts early in the morning. We all kind of jump on there and share some thoughts. And Lloyd was like, sure enough, can't access it either.
So you had a big sigh of relief realizing it's not me.
I'm not completely inept. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all resolved now. Everything's good.
We got it fixed.
Yep. All right. Time for Over Under right here on the Zone Sports Network where we you know, in the spirit of heading to Vegas coming up at the end of the week, we kind of take a jab at what we're going to be looking at.
For entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment purposes only, folks. BYU passing yards against Baylor, 239.5. I guess first off, and it's not an over-under question, who's your starting quarterback for BYU?
Jaren
I still
Hall.
Think it's Jaren Hall, but yep. If Baylor gets out of protocol, if I'm Kalani Sitake, I got to think about that one a little bit.
Yeah, it probably is going to be Jaren Hall, even though Jaren did not look healthy against Boise State. I think that most of the time the concussion protocol will carry through 2 weeks, so I just put Jaren Hall as the most likely candidate. Baylor's giving up 175 yards a game through the air right now. They're in the top 20 in the country in pass defense. I'm going to take that under.
Hans is going under. Lloyd, what do you think?
Give me the under.
I will go over. Tyler Allgeier rushing yards in this game. Line is set at 79.5.
So I'm going to take the over. I think that if BYU is going to really get things going against Baylor, I think that they're going to have to get their ground game going. What did you set it at for?
79.5.
And I want to say Allgeier was close to that against Boise State.
Good question.
Did he get to 70? He was 74 maybe? 75?
Somewhere around
76?
There, yeah.
In the 70s somewhere. I'm going to put the over. I'm going to go over because I think that BYU has to reestablish that run game. And they've got to get back to what they did against Utah, which was say, all right, fine. You want to get aggressive? You want to get pushy? We've got big boys up front. We're going to get aggressive and pushy and let Allgeier do some work.
They
got
to do what they've done to get where they've gotten. Yeah.
Thank you, Christian.
As quoted by
the great philosopher, Christian Cox.
The best. The best in the business. So they got to get back to that type of football. And I think they're going to against Baylor. So I'll take the over.
I'm taking the over as well. Lloyd, where are you thinking on this one?
I'm going the over as well.
I hate when that happens. All right, fine. No, I got to go the over on that one. All right, BYU turnovers. Look, they only had two on the season going into last week against Boise State. They finished with, what, four in that game? So I will set it back at 1.5, BYU turnovers against Baylor.
Over.
I will go under. Hans is going over. Lloyd?
I am going over.
Over. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Lloyd's thinking BYU's going to win this game. Third down, and I meant to bring this up earlier in the show. Third down for BYU has been pretty interesting on the season. They have, let's see here, third down conversions. You go look at their game log. They were 36 against Arizona, 57, remember that, 11 of 19 against Utah, mm-hmm. then 36 against Arizona State, only 28% against South Florida. But then they've been 50% against Utah State and 45% against Boise State. I'm going to set their third down percentage at 44.5.
Conversions.
Third down conversions.
44.5?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going under.
I'm going under as well.
That is putting me into a really bad place. But
Lloyd, are you going under? If you go under, I'm going to have to take the over.
Fine, let me be the one to take the over then, because right. I was going to go under, but I'll take the over.
Scotty, I hate to ask you this, but can you – how hard is it to find Baylor's defensive third down percentage stop? Because
– well, I'm glad you asked.
Were Baylor so good at stopping the pass? I've got to imagine anything that's third and
Baylor is only giving up
four and longer.
Baylor's only giving up 30% on third down.
Can you look it up when they play on Saturdays?
What?
Can you look up what that percentage is when they play on Saturdays?
Do you have splits? Can you see home and road and specifically against independent teams? Lloyd, don't come at me, Lloyd.
I'm sorry.
Just asking for one simple stat.
All right. You ready? At home, they're giving up. Oh, that's their offense. Hold on. I can do this.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. No. At home, they're only giving up 26% on third down. On the road, they're giving up 33%. In their wins, they've only given up 26%. Against Big 12 teams, they're giving up 31%. Against ranked teams, they're giving up 42%. BYU still coming into this game ranked. Against FBS teams, 31%. In August, September, 28%. In October, they're giving up 32% on third down.
Look at the
How's
big
that?
Gain on Brad.
So
look,
everything.
How about them apples?
Everything that you just gave me leads me to a big old U on BYU and the 44.5%. You talked about Dave Aranda. I think we all of us have respect for him. He was the highest paid defense coordinator in the country.
against Power 5 teams are giving up 31%, against non-Power 5, 28%. Where's BYU right now? Are they Power 5, not Power 5?
None.
Okay.
But close to, 2 years away from it.
I don't have a category for teams that will be Power 5 in 2 years.
Although, what, the SEC and ACC counted BYU as Power 5 wins, was
yeah.
it? I care.
I actually need to go to the stat service and see how they classify BYU in this.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
I'm sure it's non-P5.
But, yes, I'll take the under.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, real quick. And I don't have this as an over-under, but I did mean to bring it up earlier. BYU's defensive third downs. There's a bit of a trend there that can be a bit concerning if you're a BYU fan. I'm just pulling up their game log here. They gave up only allowed 29% on third down to Arizona, 22% against Utah. But against Arizona State, they gave up 53%. South Florida back down to 40, but then 52% against Utah State and 48% against Boise State. Like, they've kind of been trending after starting off the season really good, forcing teams into getting stops on third down. That's kind of loosened up a little bit. Even in that win against Utah State and the loss last week against Boise State, it's been heading in a bad direction.
So you lose Ellis off the corner. You lose Keenan Peely off the outside linebacker. Your defense becomes a little bit more predictable as the year goes on. And to me, those numbers climbing up show a little bit of problem with injury and a little bit of problem with teams making adjustments against the defense to get production. And that's one of the biggest things that worries me about Baylor.
Baylor turnovers in this game, 1.5.
Under.
Hands is going under. I'll take the under. Lloyd?
I'm going to go over.
Over. And then finally, Baylor rushing. They're over 220 a game running the football. I put it at 189.5. I had a hard time with this line.
BYU is 52nd in the country in rushing defense. They give up 130 yards a game. You set it at what for Baylor?
I'm going to go 189.5.
And as you mentioned, they give... They're about 230 on the. Give me the over.
Ooh. I'm going to go under. Lloyd?
Give me the over.
I don't like where this has gone.
Yeah, I think you. This next segment, you might not be very popular. We'll give you our final thoughts, final predictions coming up next. Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Lincoln Kennedy, Raider Radio Analyst.
I'm honestly still trying to process what I found out in the last 48 hours. Yesterday, the rest of the emails that were shared were between Bruce Allen and John Gruden. It's been a little overwhelming. I worked for both of these guys. Bruce Allen was the team president when I was playing at the Raiders, and John Gruden was a coach. Never once did I see an inkling of the information that I got from the emails or heard about over the last couple of days. So this is all surprising to me. In this day and climate, you can't have that. You can't tolerate that. So was really surprised last night when the news came down from Mark Davis and the Raiders that they're letting him go. But at the same point, understanding why they had to let him go.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, remember, Football Fridays, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Stonehaven Dental. I know you're a big fan of Stonehaven Dental.
Oh, I love them. They're the best. They saved me a lot of money, and the dentist that I have out in the Saratoga Springs location, he is the best there is. He's become a good friend of mine, trusting, reliable, all those kinds of things.
Go to StonehavenDental.com for more info on what they can do for you.
Affordable.
That's the big one. All right. Do you want to do final scores here? You want to wait until...
No, we'll do it because I've got a point that I want to make on this.
All right. You want to go last then?
Yeah,
I'll go first.
I'll go last.
I'm going to say 21-17 BYU.
Okay. Lloyd?
I think I'm going to go on the other side of this, and I'm going to say 27-20 Baylor.
All right.
Okay, so the point I wanted to make, Scotty, Boise State beat BYU doing what Baylor does better than Boise State. So you take those four turnovers and you take the fourth down conversions away, and this becomes a better game. But Baylor is so much better doing what they do than Boise State is what they did to BYU. So Baylor's, I think, has the ability to come in and do really good things. They have not lost at home yet. And BYU's got to make that cross-country trip down into Texas. They got to go into Baylor country, and that's a really tough place to go play. They have not lost there yet.
Yeah.
You just talked about some of the things that Baylor does well. I've got their numbers in front of me, and Baylor puts up 230 yards on the ground. Boise State put up, what, eight before they went and played BYU?
Kind of felt like that, yeah.
Baylor doesn't give up pressures. They protect their quarterback. In Baylor, the one area that BYU was able to get some production, they had 300 yards passing. Baylor's number 12 in the country in stopping the pass. So I feel like BYU is going into this game at a disadvantage. And I'm going to give Baylor the advantage 24-17. And BYU is going to have to play their most clean game, no turnovers. If you do go for it on fourth and three or fourth and four on your own 48, you got to convert it. You have no exceptions. You can't. There's no room for mistake against Baylor.
Pretty spot on, because there's no room for error.
So it makes me sick. But the other thing that's good about this, if BYU does beat Baylor, it exceeds my expectations, and it helps me start to build a case for the upcoming games, you know, because you still have some exciting. You got some trash in front of you too, but you've got an exciting game against Virginia, an exciting game against USC, and then you got some trash mixed in there. Still got two Pac-12 games. I didn't mention one because one is not a concern.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, wrapping up another edition of the show. We've been live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich is with us, who is the man, and he's going to find a way to get you into a vehicle that, number one, you can afford, number one, you love to drive, and that you also know is going to be on the road for a long time, because he's going to throw in a forever warranty at no cost to you.
That's right, and I have 250 used, beautiful vehicles to choose from if you prefer to go with a pre-owned, and we have a wonderful selection, probably 30, 40 of the new cars, which is probably 30 or 40 more than most of the dealerships in the area. Yeah,
that's because Nissan, they like you a lot, so they send you the vehicles.
They love us. Tim's been with them for over 52 years now, so
yeah. Wow.
He sat on a board with them before, so we know all those guys, and we get the vehicles that we need. They're familiar.
Wow.
And so we get a nice selection here, and we put some finance programs together where you can get some free money to get these cars.
14 models, new models here in stock on the lot, and all of them was 0% financing.
All of them was 0% financing, one way or another. So you just come in, you pick out the car that you like. We make it easy for you. We're as transparent as you can get. And on top of all that, we want to make sure if you come in and get a car, if you happen to want to contribute to our Toys for Tots program, we have Toys for Tots. We do it every single year. It's for the kids. This is the holiday season coming up, and we do more than probably last year. We did $50,000 worth of toys.
Wow.
For the Tots.
Through the COVID situation.
Through the COVID situation. And this year is going to be a little bit more difficult because you can't get the toys.
Yeah.
So earlier is better if you'd like to contribute. We're looking for new unwrapped toys only for the kids. And, we want to sell you a car. Yeah, sure, we want to take care of your family. We want to make sure the kids get to school through the winter. We want to make sure everybody drives safely. and we want to take care of the kids.
Yeah, I love it.
Toys for Tots.
You guys are the best, man. Come down here. The Toys for Tots. We still have a couple shirts left. If Johnny might be here packing up, so if you can sneak down here, get a shirt and a hat for the Jazz season. It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
This is the Zone Sports Network. Big show coming up next.